history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Woo, yay!
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
We should get crowd sounds for you like they do at the football now with, you know, the DJs that make the crowd cheer when they score a goal and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I'm holding you to that for next week.
All right, on to it. How's it going, Rob?
Very well. Now, I've got a bit of an update on Doctor Who.
Oh, always love to hear that.
As we talked about this. We talked about it off air and on air, didn't we?
Yeah, because we're all huge nerds.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Tess would like to be removed from this narrative.
It's brilliant. But anyway,
I just want to put it out there. I don't want anyone asking me any questions about it because I won't know the answers.
Well, Richard Iowardi is the number one fan favourite.
It would be so good.
But I was thinking about that only because we want him to act like he does and not actually act.
Yeah, we just want him to be Richard Iowardi.
I think he's like Doctor Who anyway because he's not of this world.
No.
He's very unworldly, I think. But I mean that as a compliment. I like it. The BBC have said they would not speculate on Jodie's future on the show, but apparently after that she's going to finish it after the next season concludes.
So how many seasons are there now?
I think they change every 3 seasons, the Doctor
Who's,
or
something
like that.
But how many in total are there?
Oh, hundreds.
Bajillions.
Yeah.
That's the
gramillions, actually.
Exactly.
Or grabillions.
Wild.
So, yeah, is it really important in the scheme of things? I think so.
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon. Very important.
But what could be more important than that?
Yeah. You know who Richard Iowardi is, don't you?
No.
Okay.
From the IT crowd. And what was it? Travel Man, is that
Yeah, Travel Man. And Gadget Man.
And all the panel shows on every British
very
comedy
funny.
Situation
top,
ever.
Top geezer. I love him. Anyway, now, after that, I saw this really amazing article come up. Why was Stonehenge built?
Good question.
This will be really, really interesting, right? And then the first line was, your guess is as good as mine. It's like, really?
Oh, I clicked on that for nothing.
Really?
What is your guess? Do you have a guess?
I don't know. That's why I looked at the article. Because, you know, I don't know everything. And I thought, well, that didn't sell it to me, really. And I thought, what a waste of time. I read it and, I don't know.
If anybody knows,
anything
text
interesting
us.
In the article? Nothing.
Well, no. What then made me thought? I thought, oh, that's like, I'm gonna do research on is water wet?
Yeah.
And then I thought, hang on a minute, is it?
Do-wee-do-do.
Is it? And I googled it, and what a big subject.
Oh.
There's people talk about it, and this is the rabbit hole I went down.
Yeah, really fell down the rabbit hole, didn't you?
So right, is water wet?
Well. Here's some thoughts on it. Wet is a description for being covered or saturated with a liquid.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You ask for a glass of water, not a glass of wet.
You are correct,
right?
Yes.
So it cannot be covered or saturated in itself because it is a liquid.
Wet's the description word for when something dry.
Water is not wet by itself, but it makes other materials wet when it sticks to the surface of them.
So does that mean water's dry?
Water's not wet.
Well, water's just water.
It's water.
It's not wet or dry.
Or tomato sauce or, you know, like orange juice.
Well,
and
I
wouldn't, vodka.
I don't know if I'd use tomato sauce. Like, if
I started saying it and I couldn't stop myself.
If I got splashed with tomato sauce, that's like, wouldn't consider yourself.
Wet, what is? That's just like liquid, isn't it? Tomato sauce.
Liquid?
Well, it's horrible, isn't it?
Sauce.
Red vinegar.
It's a different thing. Anyway.
So there you go. Water is not wet.
Water is not wet. You heard it here, folks. Mind blown. It's all about perspective, isn't it?
Yeah. And now, huge day on Sunday, the 17th of January. It's the 100th year anniversary of the first performance of Sawing a Lady in Half.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
How are they going to be? I still don't understand how that works.
No, it's magic. It's possibly one of the most iconic magic tricks apart from pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
How does it work? Do you know?
No, I can't say because I'm part of the magic circle.
Can I look it up?
Have a look at what you're going on. Anyway, it was thought of by Percy Thomas Tibbles. Now, when I read that name, that sounds like
name?
The name of your cat.
It does.
Full name of your cat if you tell it off. Go, Percy Thomas Tibbles, put that mouse down. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Anyway, his stage name was P.D. Selbit. I would have kept it as
Percy Thomas Tibbles.
Tibbles, what a name. He first performed it at the Finsbury Park Empire in North London, 17th of January,
1921. Nice.
Wow.
The Magic Circle is planning an evening of online events around the history of the illusion, telling stories such as this blew my mind. In 1956, the BBC, on a live broadcast with the great Saw Car, who cut a woman in half with a circular saw.
Gosh.
Right before the presenter could jump in and say something, before the lady jumped up, the BBC switchboard was jammed with people thinking they'd just witnessed a murder.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, fair enough, to be honest. Imagine if you just flicked on the telly.
Yeah.
And
in
that
the
1950s.
In the 1950s. Didn't even know they had tellies then, but there you go. So, yeah.
That's a really good anniversary. How's everyone going to be celebrating?
I don't know. I'm gonna think of something. Have a saw-themed Sunday.
Saw-themed
Watch
Sunday.
Watch all the saws?
Oh, I never
you could
thought
do
of that.
That.
I saw that. I've already
the
saw
them.
The
first one's fantastic.
Okay.
The others are a bit,
okay.
You know.
It gets a bit
you could dive into that. First horror film?
Absolutely not.
It's not too bad.
I might learn a card trick. That might be my way of celebrating.
Can you still go and see anyone be sawed in half anywhere?
Probably parts of America.
Probably not in this pandemic.
Would you do it if you were in a crowd and you got asked?
To be sawn in half?
Yeah, would you do it? Would you get in the box?
If they threw the top half away and give me another one, I would, yeah, for sure.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I reckon.
I don't think I would.
Just in case they couldn't put you back together.
Just in case something went wrong. Yeah.
Did you Google it? Did anything come up?
Not really.
It's because the magic circle, it's tight. You can't get in unless you have the magic password.
I want to know.
So lots to look forward to this year.
Heaps to look forward to. Thank you very much for that, Rob.
Thank you.
Cheers. Do you have a poem for us today?
No, I haven't. I've started writing poetry the other day, actually. I'll give myself a little bit of a...
You've
got to rest.
Wait till the muse strikes
yes.
you.
Oh,
you know?
No, I'm getting very close. I'm getting very close.
Someone's got... they've said it's a boring answer. I don't think it's a boring answer for why Stonehenge was built. They said it's a calendar. They needed to know when to plant crops.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Probably religious activities associated with this. I don't think that's a boring answer. I think that's very interesting.
No, it's a brilliant answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can sleep properly tonight now.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.